Hello.
Hello.
Is Brennan Abua there?
No, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
November 2020? I think that's passed.
November 2024?
November 2024, I 100% be voting.
What is your age?
I'm 69.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I know your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino.
I am white.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat, I'm sorry, Republican.
A strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied, very, very, very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't really know enough about what she's doing to really make a statement on her.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I very much disapprove of him.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'll go ahead and read them to you. Border security, fighting inflation and lowering cost, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K through 12 education, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Please
I'll
select
tell you the
two.
truth, I would have up there that are so important that I'd have to look at which ones and think about which ones mean the most to me. I definitely think that border control is extremely important. Social Security, that's not their money. They shouldn't be touching it. They owe Social Security money. So I'm very much about go ahead and pay all the Social Security money back plus all the interest that's due to it. And that Social Security fund would be extremely healthy. So there's my opinion on that, as you see, and I'll stand by
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
one?
Dave Reichert. Would you say from 0 to 100? That is Ray Reichert. Just for some reason, I was not able to hear you. Are you able to hear me, Mom? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, are you able to hear me? Hello, are you able to hear me?